difficulties. In this day and age, everything is going up. You have higher utilities, higher grocery bills, higher fuel, and those credit card interest rates have gone up as well. We can help you with that. We can help you get lower interest rates, lower monthly payments. In just a few minutes, we put together a plan that gets you out of debt and keeps you out of debt. I love my job. It's a great program and a very smart way to find debt relief.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Claire, a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Baltimore police are investigating a shooting that left three people injured. The shooting happened overnight on North Caroline Street near Douglas Homes. The victims were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. A Walkersville man is facing DUI and attempted child abduction charges. Maryland State Police say 55-year-old Gary Plummer was arrested for driving under the influence in the 8700 block of Woodsboro Pike in Frederick County on Wednesday afternoon, and he was taken into custody. Following the arrest, police received a report of an attempted child abduction in the same area. Two juvenile girls told police that they were walking in the area when Plummer tried to pull one of them into his vehicle, but was unsuccessful. Plummer is charged with attempted child abduction, attempted kidnapping, two counts of second-degree assault, and DUI. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Slumps are never a good thing for a Major League Baseball player, but breaking them sure are.
That's a high drive into left field. This could test the wall. This will beat the wall. A swing from Ryan Mountcastle, where he just unleashed a couple of weeks of frustration and took it out on poor Carlos Carrasco.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Mountie breaking an 0-for-18 slump with a two-run shot. That tied it at 2, and Felix Bautista would close it out with a perfect 9, 5-4 the final, Orioles over the Yanks. Caps were back home last night trying to win a playoff series for the first time since the Cup year of 2018.
Now Washington with Alex Ovechkin, the NHL's all-time goal-scoring leader, all-time number one when it comes to power play goals, fires and scores! Right on cue! The Great 8 makes it 1-0.
Joe B. with the call on Monumental. Ovi's 30th career power play playoff goal sends the Caps on their way to a workmanlike 4-1 win over the Canadiens, closing out the series in 5. Ravens news, the team exercised the fifth-year option of Kyle Hamilton, but did not do so on two-time Pro Bowl center Tyler Linderbaum. In a statement, Ravens GM Eric DaCosta said he hoped to retain both. And finally, the NFL has fined the Falcons and defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich over Shedeur Sanders' prank call, and the punishment is hefty. Falcons fined $250K, Ulbrich $100K, and no more allowance for the kid. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Mountain is back. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, it's Chuck Whitaker, inviting you to a night of crabs, claws, and a whole lot of laughs at my expense. Join us for WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, Friday, June 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, great folks, and a no-holds-barred roast, where Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and the rest of the crew are lining up to take their best shots at yours truly. I'm the main course, and trust me, they're bringing the heat.
At 9:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Not much rain to slow you down today. There is a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm later on. 80 this afternoon. A few showers and storms tomorrow. 86. Thunderstorms likely Saturday afternoon. 84 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's currently 65 degrees in Westminster, 68 in Easton, and 64 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday. That's right. One more day to the weekend. You're almost there. Congratulations to the Baltimore Orioles. I saw that they won their game last night. Must feel good to have a win, you know? And look, out of all the sports, I would think when it comes to whether it's football, baseball, soccer, what have you, of course, I do like golf. I don't love watching it, but I do like it. But when it comes to going to a game, I do like going to a baseball game. So hopefully the Orioles have a great season this year and bring lots of people out and have them visit the city because, you know, they got to get revenue some way, somehow. It can't just do it all with speed cameras. All right, we got a lot to talk about today. Obviously, Kilmer Obrego Garcia is one of the top headlines of the day. We are going to talk about the GOP gubernatorial candidate here in the state of Maryland. John Myrick did announce his running mate just yesterday. As I mentioned in the morning drive there, we are going to talk about the teenagers that were evading police in Baltimore City yesterday and ended up crashing into a pole. And you know, the more and more we talk about all the carjackings and the juveniles and everything that's going on, I feel as though we don't hear from the victims enough. I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but I do believe, you know, maybe there's a lot of victims that don't want to, you know, obviously give their story to a reporter. They don't want to be on the news or anything like that. But there are clearly a lot of victims of these carjackings because they're happening daily. And I would love to hear more from them. And I really do feel like once it really hits home, for, you know, any of the elected officials or maybe somebody in their family has to deal with it. But once it hits home, maybe then we'll get some law and order. But for right now, I just feel like, you know, here we are, the average constituents. And, you know, even though some negative things are happening to us in our neighborhoods, it's just, you know, we can't seem to get the elected officials to get it together and do something about the crime. But we are going to talk about that. Also, yeah, you know what? We were talking about the truckers yesterday because of Trump's executive order. I do have some sound here to play for you today because there are truckers weighing in on that executive order. So we are going to talk about that. And then, of course, the big News Nation special with Chris Cuomo last night. You had Chris Cuomo, Bill O'Reilly, Stephen A. Smith, James Carville, and of course, President Trump was on the phone line. So we are going to talk a little bit about that. And at 11 o'clock, we'll be joined by Cliff Maloney. He knocked over 8 million doors in Pennsylvania for the 2024 election cycle. And I do believe when it comes to states like Maryland or New Jersey or obviously Pennsylvania, we're going to have to put in a lot of an extra effort here. All right, we're going to have to hit a lot of doors and we're going to have to inform a lot of voters. So hopefully Cliff can help us out and give us some advice and some tips on how to get this done. Because if you think about it, right now we're probably about a year out from most primaries. And even though there's a lot of people, trust me, I get it, there's a lot of people who don't want to take sides in the primary, but we can still at least make sure that we're knocking doors now and informing voters about what it would look like if they were to vote Republican versus Democrat, right? I think we could start there. And also, you know, ensure that these people are already registered to vote when we knock on their doors, because sometimes that's a thing as well. I was actually talking to friends yesterday after the show, and I was talking about the fact that, yeah, you know, we did all right as far as votes in the second district here in this last election cycle. But I think that, you know, the fact that we knocked doors that we wouldn't normally knock A lot of times, I don't know if you guys are aware of I-360. It's an app where, you know, Republicans will go out and knock doors. And usually on this app, it'll tell you who's voted in the last two election cycles, who's a Republican, who's hard right, who's a moderate, who's more to the center, you know, who's liberal. And so a lot of times, the Republican parties in all the states, not just here in Maryland, in every state, what they'll do is they really just go after the Republican vote. And for me, that's a problem, right? Because you're not going to win in Maryland if you're only knocking on Republican doors. And so this last election cycle, what I did a little differently is we knocked every door, right? If we went into a certain neighborhood, we saw that there were a lot of people that vote in that specific neighborhood. We knocked all the doors, right? We had doors slammed in our faces. We had people that, you know, we flipped their votes. But I think that's what you have to do in these areas. You can't just go after Republicans. And I do believe that sometimes we shoot ourselves in the foot when we do that, because you're never going to come up with a win that way. Well, anyways, we'll talk to Cliff about that at 11 o'clock today. So stay right there. I wanted to mention, you know what? I made a lot of people mad on Facebook a couple days ago. And I don't know if you guys can relate to this. We're going to get into Kilmer Garcia here in just a second. But a couple days ago, I just commented on this post. This woman, she was talking about how she and her husband have separate bedrooms. They're a very young couple, maybe in their mid-30s. They don't have kids as of yet. And she was talking about having separate bedrooms really works for their marriage. And I thought, okay, that's different. You know, teach his own. That's what you want to do. That's great. But as I'm watching the video, because she's doing like this house tour, she's like, here's my room, la 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 la. And then she goes down the hall and she goes, and here's my husband's room, la da 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 da. Right? And I'm looking at it and I notice that her husband has like this entire game console setup. Like, you know, the video game situation with like the chair with the speakers and the headrest. And, like, he's got all these remotes, and he's got, like, these, it's, like, four screens in front of him. He's got, like, this whole setup in his room. And I was like, wow, I didn't realize grown married men were playing video games like that. Is this normal? I didn't know that this was a thing. And I said, well, no wonder he has his own bedroom. I mean, I don't think you would want that situation in your bedroom. And that's all I said on there is like, wow, that's wild. I did not know that we were doing that. But yeah, people are mad at me for saying that. They're mad at me. And I was like, really? And I didn't comment back again after that. But I don't, maybe it's just my circle. Maybe my circle is so small. I don't know any man over the age of 25 that still plays video games where they're sitting in front of the games for hours and they have like this, you know, this whole setup with Fortnite and the speakers and the headsets. I don't know any guys like that. That's, you know what? I didn't know if you guys related to something like that, because I don't think I could date a guy that spends hours on a video game a day. I couldn't do it. I mean, unless he's making money doing it, I guess that's different. But is this a thing? Brian, the producer, do you play video games? You know? No, okay. I don't know. Maybe I should have been a boomer. I don't I'm in the wrong generation, apparently. I don't know. I just wanted to mention that because there are people, they're really upset with me on Facebook. And again, I haven't said anything about it, you know, after the fact, but I had no idea grown men were playing video games like that. Never seen it. Anyways, just thought I'd mention, because if you follow me on Facebook, you probably see all of these people commenting on my posts because, you know, it's basically, I said, hey, this is pretty wild that a grown man that's married is playing video games for hours on end. I don't know. I just wanted to go ahead and talk about that just for a second. I do want to talk, obviously, about what's going on with Kilmer Abrego Garcia. This story continues to heat up, okay? It really does. I thought last week we kind of put it to rest, and I say that because, of course, you know, a couple weeks prior, you had Senator Chris Van Hollen. He went down to El Salvador. At first, he thought he wasn't going to be able to see Kilmer. Then the president of El Salvador was like, all right, let this guy out. They have some margaritas. Even though Senator Van Hollen said that he did not drink the margarita. All right. He said, look at the glass. Look at the rim of the glass. There was no, look, all the salt was still right there. Now, does that mean he didn't have a straw? No, but he didn't mention that. No, I don't think he actually drank any of the margarita. I believe him, actually. I believe him. But I thought it was hilarious that they had the margaritas on the table. Anyways, so Chris Van Hollen went down. Then we saw him come back. Obviously, he did a press conference saying, okay, he's not in this, you know, El Salvador, what do they call it, CICOT, the El Salvador prison where you've got all these gang members currently being held. And he's, you know, basically, you know, posted some pictures and, you know, it was a big photo op for him. Well, after that, we had four members of Congress, very, very progressive. They went down. Then they said, oh, we're not leaving until we're coming back with Kilmar. And then they didn't even get to see him because I guess at that point, El Salvador's president was like, dude, one of your guys were just down here. Okay. We don't know you guys either. Right. And that's another funny part about this. I was thinking about it. You got AOC. Yes. Maybe Elizabeth Warren, maybe Jasmine Crockett, but you don't have a ton of people in the Democrat Party on Capitol Hill. I mean, I guess you got Chuck Schumer, but it's not a ton of people that really have name recognition. And the fact that they went down to El Salvador like they were like, you know, Ted Cruz or somebody, I thought that was bizarre. They don't know who you are, right? And some of those four, they were rookies. So I was just thinking, this is wild. Well, anyways, so they're now back, even though they said they wouldn't come back without Kilmar, but they came back because they have to work now, right? They're in session. And now we're at the point where you've got the courts that are saying, look, the Trump administration has to do whatever they can to facilitate his return. And this actually brings me to the question of the day, all right? And I'm not going to give you my answer beforehand. I don't want to sway you in any way. Go to WCBM.com, and Renovation Real Estate is the one that's bringing us the poll question. And it is very simple. Do you think President Trump should bring Garcia back for reprocess? Do you think that that is a good use of taxpayer dollars? Do you think that it is necessary because you believe that Garcia is at least owed that much? Are you one of those that believe that even though he's not a U.S. citizen, you believe that he should still be able to take part in the process in that manner? I want you to go to WCBM.com, and I want you to weigh in on that poll question. Do you think Trump should bring Garcia back for reprocess? Because I want to see what you say about this. Because there are some people, and I've noticed this in the Republican Party on social media, they're saying, you know what, just bring him back, put him before a judge, let the judge decide, and he or she will most likely decide to deport him. And even if that judge doesn't decide to deport him, most likely the Trump administration is going to deport him anyway. So regardless, he's going to be deported. Now, is it back to El Salvador or somewhere else? That we wouldn't know, right, until all of this process plays out. But some people believe in the Republican Party that to get the Democrats to stop talking about this ad nauseum, you've got to bring him back and put him through the reprocess. And I want to know how you feel about that. If you want to weigh in, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. CNN had this breaking news yesterday. Take a listen.
Breaking news. CNN learning that El Salvador has rejected the Trump administration's request to return Kilmar Abrego Garcia. That is the man who was mistakenly deported to a notorious mega prison over a month ago from Maryland to El Salvador. One U.S. official telling CNN that El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele, has made it clear that he will not release Abrego Garcia. But, of course, the reality of it is that he's there because Trump sent him there because he asked Bukele to take these deportees. And Trump is now making a stunning admission. I mean, it shouldn't be stunning, but it is because he's actually saying it now. He is saying that he could get Abrego Garcia back if he wanted to.
All right. And so, again, that was CNN just yesterday. And the president of El Salvador already said that he's going to refuse to release Abrego Garcia. But if President Trump really wanted to, let's be honest, he could make the phone call. He could make the phone call. Is it necessary in your minds to bring him back? 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Again, that is the question of the day, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate at WCBM.com. Do you think Trump should bring Garcia back for reprocess? I want to know your thoughts on this because you could be one of those individuals that believe like, look, let's just do this the right way. Sure, we made a mistake in the very beginning. Let's do this the right way so Democrats can move on. Because right now, they're acting as though that they're campaigning on this thing and they're trying to make Trump look bad. Even though I don't think a lot of people, you know, especially those that have voted for Trump, I don't think they really look at it that way. I think a lot of people look at it as it's one less illegal immigrant here. We don't care. Right. If they're really, you know, that sold on making sure that his family members are together, even after all the allegations that you've seen now from his wife. And we'll get into another one of those coming up after the break. But, you know, if she really wants to be where he is, she could always move. There's nothing stopping her. Or do we bring him back? Do we do it the right way? Quote, unquote, the right way. I don't know. I want to hear from you. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Lewis at Cobb Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. William Tyler Page wrote The American's Creed, and in it he said, quote, "I believe in the United States of America as a government of the people, by the people, for the people, whose powers are derived from the consent of the governed, a democracy in a republic, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states, a more perfect union, one and inseparable, established on those principles of freedom, equality, justice, and humanity for which American patriots sacrificed their lives and fortunes. I therefore believe it's my duty to my country to love it, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies," end of quote. And in so doing, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I hope you do as well. This is Pastor David Lewis with a moment of truth.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right, we're talking about Kilmer, Abrego, Garcia. The phone lines are lighting up here. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Should the Trump administration bring Garcia back, Abrego Garcia back, for reprocess? That's as simple as it gets. You can also respond to that poll question brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. It is at WCBM.com right now. Real quick, I got a text here from Jacob. Jacob says, "Kim, my video gaming must have prior approval from my wife." Ha ha ha. Jacob, see, I didn't realize that grown men were playing video games. I had no idea. I thought that this was like, you know, 25 and under kind of thing. See, I learned something new every day. I, you know what? That's what I did. I learned something new. I got Raymond and Rosedale. Raymond, how do you feel about Abrego Garcia coming back for reprocess?
Leave him there.
Leave him there?
Leave him there. I just read something where Michelle Obama said she was losing sleep because all of these illegal aliens are being deported back to their countries. But she didn't say a word about her husband, who did the right thing, who deported 3 million illegals back to their countries. How much sleep did she lose then?
Right, right. That's a good question. Maybe she was asleep the entire time when he was. That could be a possibility. Great point there, Raymond. Thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. You know, and she did say that, Michelle Obama. You know, and you know what's so crazy, too? Do you guys remember the incident where the chef died on their property? Right? He was out there. What was he on? Oh, man. What is it called when they're... what is that? Was it paddleboard or something like that? They said it wasn't actually... He didn't have the ankle rope on, and they said that he accidentally drowned. You know what? She had hardly nothing to say about that. And that chef had been with the family for quite some time, and all she put out was this written statement saying that they were heartbroken. But that... She didn't lose any sleep on that, and that was supposedly accidental. but she's losing sleep on illegal immigrants being sent back to their country of origin. So it is. It's wild. It is. Mike in Harford County, do you think we should bring Obrego Garcia back for reprocess?
Yeah, I think we should. But since we've been doing things differently that people aren't used to, let them have a GoFundMe page, because I don't think he should come back on the taxpayers' dime. But at the same time, when he's in front of a judge, they're going to send him back. And then the people can realize that, hey, you know, we did the right thing in the beginning. But at the same time, if the judge does not send him back, they'll expose themselves.
Yeah.
And we could bring all the evidence that we got from the other judges that said he's part of a terrorist group.
Right, right. You know what? That's a great point, Mike. And I think that's what some Republicans are saying. Bring him back. Have him go through the process so they can see him deported if they have a real problem with it. I think a lot of people agree.
Let them pay for it. Since they love them GoFundMe pages, let them pay for it. And Michelle Obama's losing sleep over it. Let her pay for it.
Yeah. Well, she definitely has enough money to pay for it.
Of course she does.
Mike, thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Also, to add to this story, Kilmer Obrego Garcia, we've been hearing about his wife and how she's made allegations about him in the past. But this came up yesterday. You can read this in the New York Post if you'd like. Garcia once boasted he could kill his wife and no one could do anything to him. Now, this is according to a request for a motion for protective order that she filed back in 2020. Remember, previously we were talking about the protective order she filed in 2021. So this was the year prior to that. And, you know, the more and more you hear about this guy, the more and more it's like, well, wait a minute. Why would we spend any taxpaying dollars to bring him back? It's tough to decide, right? I got Gwen in Owings Mills. Gwen, do you believe that we should bring Obrego Garcia back home for reprocess?
Good morning, Kim. How are you?
Good morning.
Good. No, we should leave him where he is. Don't spend any more of our hard-earned money to bring any illegal criminal back.
Yeah.
The conservatives need to stand up and be very specific about what they're going to do. If they say they're going to do something, then do it. Be a man and do it. Don't keep saying, we got to listen to what they say. No. If you know something is right, to do what is right, go on and do what is right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Gwen, thank you so much for weighing in. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know, we hear all about this due process and all this other stuff. Where were these Democrats around the time of January 6th? Where were they then, right? When they were locking up grandmothers for entering the Capitol and touching a table, where were these people then? Or even if you're talking about the process itself, like think about all those that were locked up because of January 6th that did not have the right to a speedy and fair trial. Where were the Democrats then? It's just like, it's all of a sudden they woke up and they're like, wait, there's a constitution, right? And it's the same people that believed that Joe Biden should do the student loan forgiveness, even though the Supreme Court in that moment ruled that that was unconstitutional. But guess what? Biden still did it. You didn't hear a peep from these same Democrats then. All right, coming up next, I got more people on the line. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Do you think President Trump should bring Obrego Garcia back for reprocess? I want to hear from you.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The U.S. and Ukraine have entered into an economic partnership. It paves the way for reconstruction of a post-war Ukraine. It will also grant the U.S. access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. This will help Ukraine repay its war debts and fund reconstruction once the war is finally over. Responding to a lackluster first quarter GDP report, President Trump says the economy is still feeling the negative effects of Bidenomics. Prayer is front and center on the president's agenda today. It is the annual National Day of Prayer. At least two people have died as slow-moving thunderstorms unleashed flash flooding across parts of Oklahoma and Texas. At least three storm-related deaths reported in central and western Pennsylvania. The opening bell just sounding on Wall Street now. Stocks starting off the day in positive territory. More details at srnnews.com.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
At least one bright spot emerging from the first month of Orioles baseball is the comeback of closer Felix Bautista, who found himself on the hill again last night in the ninth against the Yanks.
Struck him out swinging. It's good to see Felix Bautista back. It's great to see a series win over the Yankees.
Kevin Brown had the final call on Masson. Bautista now unscored upon in his last seven outings. Two hits allowed, five saves, and five chances. It was 5-4 Birds last night. Elsewhere in baseball, the Rockies avoided the worst 30-game start to a season since 1901 last night, beating the Braves 2-1. The Rockies are 5-25. Worst start to a season belongs to the 88 Orioles, 4-26. Meanwhile, the Caps are on their way to the Eastern Conference semifinal.
Wilson happy to keep it below the goal line. There's Dubois. He gets topside on the rotation. Chikrin scores! Beautiful passing. It's 2-0.
Joe B. had the call on Monumental. Power play goals from Ovi and Tom Wilson as well. 4-1 Caps roll over the Canadiens. They take on the Hurricanes in an Eastern Conference semifinal. Coming up in 30 minutes, the NCAA lacrosse postseason begins today. And that is Stein on Sports.
Chances of getting wet are on the rise as this very slow-moving cold front heads our way. It's only a slight chance of an afternoon thundershower, though, today. Near 80 this afternoon, a few thundershowers overnight. Tomorrow's partly cloudy, a few thundershowers, 86 the high. And showers and thunderstorms Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle, founder of Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 to make quality, custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low, and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company I personally stand behind, AES Builders and Home Improvements. You know, for over 35 years, AES has built trust by delivering top-quality additions and remodeling. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Having earned 43-plus Super Service Awards and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, AES is all about integrity and craftsmanship. They never cut corners, never bid to subcontractors, and always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes sure you get exactly what you want. And here's the best part. AES is giving $2,500 off any addition, kitchen, or bath remodel to the first 25 callers in April. So call 1-800-787-SAVE. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. Or go to aeshome.us. AES, when they're done, you'll be happy. Don't forget, with that special offer, call now, 1-800-787-SAVE.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here for 2 days only, this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds. It's the largest scale model train show in the Mid-Atlantic with more than 700 tables of trains and train-related items. And this weekend, for the first time ever, we're offering locomotive repairs and conversions to DCC exclusively at the Great Scale Model Train Show. Special family prices, acres of free parking, and kids under 16 are free with an adult. So don't miss it. You've never seen anything like the Great Scale Model Train Show. Call 301-221-7996 for more information or visit us online at gsmts.com. The largest scale model train show in the Mid-Atlantic is here, and it's here for 2 days only, this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium State Fairgrounds. Let's go to the train show.
Heating and cooling contractors. Savings and opportunity are in the air. Grow your business with rebates and incentives on high-efficiency equipment with BGE's Residential HVAC program. Get started at bgesmartenergy.com/contractor.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
My heart's never smiled.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Thursday. We're talking about Dorego Garcia. There's still so many people that believe that he should be brought back to Maryland for reprocess. And that's my question to you. Do you think that we should do that? Do you think that's necessary? Right now, because that's the poll question also at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Right now, 93% of you say no, do not bring him back for reprocess. And 7% of you say yes, please do. Marty, the text line says, bring him to the embassy in El Salvador. Sovereign U.S. territory, have a hearing and deport him. He never leaves El Salvador and has his due process. That's one idea. That's one idea. I've got, let's see, is it Ray in Brooklyn Park? Ray, what say you?
Hey, Tim, he should stay there. The taxpayers don't spend enough money for these senators to go over there. Because when he does come back to the state, he's going to get so low, you ain't going to find him. Let him stay where he's at.
Yeah.
We don't spend enough on the taxpayers' dime for these senators. Trump's doing the right thing. They need to ship more of them back. Don't round them all up. If you're going to do it, do a roundup. Get them all up like cattle. Send them all back. There ain't no due process. You snuck in, you're going to go back.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people are saying the same thing, right? Thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you. And you know, a lot of people do say the same thing. It's like, well, you didn't come to the country in the correct process. You know, you didn't care about our Constitution when you were coming and staying illegally, you know. So now you care about the process? That's a great point. Mark in Middle River, what say you?
Good morning, young lady.
Morning.
Neighbor.
Yes.
I believe in Mike, what Mike said. If they want to bring back, start a GoFundMe page. As soon as he's found guilty again, use the leftover money for that, send him right back.
Yeah.
Anything left over? Donate to somebody. That's simple.
Yeah. No, that's a good idea right now, Mark. I think a lot of those Democrats they're raising funds all right, but this is what they're raising funds for their personal campaigns off of. And so I'm sure they don't want to do a separate GoFundMe and have money going that direction. They would rather go to their coffers, but I agree with you. And I think that also it's a great good idea for Marty here is having him just go right to the embassy in El Salvador and never leave.
That is definitely a winning idea. Everybody wins that way.
Yep. Yep. Mark, thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, look, a lot of people, I do believe, feel as though that, you know, maybe perhaps we should facilitate some kind of process because, of course, and the Trump administration, I mean, how many times did the Biden administration or even Obama, how many times did they admitted that they got something wrong? Almost never, right? But here in the Trump administration, they did admit that in the very beginning of this, they got it wrong. I wanted to add another piece to this. I'm going to go back to the phone lines here in a second. Another piece to this is the wife of Dorego Garcia, Jennifer. She has two kids from a previous relationship, and then she has kids with Dorego Garcia. Well, according to court filings and documents, apparently the father of her two children, which would be Dorego Garcia's stepchildren, that father actually wanted to was trying to request full custody because he was concerned with the fact that Jennifer, his ex, had his kids in the presence of a gang member. And at that time, he was referring to Dorego Garcia. So there's all of these facts surrounding this at this point. We just talked about the fact that, I guess that was Fox News that uncovered the latest protective order that Jennifer Garcia filed. That was back in 2020. Remember, she had another protective order filed against Dorego Garcia in 2021, where she said that he actually physically assaulted her that time. The one in 2020, she said that apparently he said, I could kill you and get away with it. And that frightened her to the point where she went to the police station, which I would understand. If you have an MS-13 gang member telling you that I could kill you and get away with it, yeah, you might go to the police, right? But again, this is not a good guy. That's why it's so bizarre to me that Democrats are hanging their hat on this one. Let's see, I've got Julie in Parkville. Good morning, Julie. What do you think we should do?
Well, I think we should leave him there. If we bring him back into the United States with some of the corrupt judges that we have, who knows what would happen? And I believe that everyone who comes across this country and breaks the law to get in, they have no right to be here.
Yeah.
And no rights at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess there are some people are wondering, Julie, if the Supreme Court, if they'll rule that he does, in fact, have rights, because at some point in time he was on American soil. I'm right there with you. I don't think he's owed any rights.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. But
yeah.
I like the idea about him going to the embassy down there and not coming back here.
Yeah.
You know, that I never thought of that, but that would work.
Yeah, yeah. If that's to appease those on the left, I think it would work also. Julie, thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
Oh, you too. And thank you for all that you do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I got Robert in the text line. Robert says, good morning, Cam. I think it's a great losing issue for the Democrats to continue to bring this up. So why bring them back and close the issue? See, Robert, a lot of people feel the same way. Robert goes on to say they will only pounce on some other manufactured issue. I say leave them there. Let them continue to whine about this and prove they're out of touchness with the American people. Have a great day. Yeah, Robert, there's a lot of people who will say, okay, bring them back, let them come for the reprocess, and then have enough be enough, right? Because they're going to deport them anyways. But we're right. No matter what, the Democrats don't actually have a platform. This is what we know, right? Here are the facts that we know here in the U.S. The Democrats don't have a platform. They haven't done anything to pivot since the 2024 elections back in November. They've done nothing but complain about Abrego Garcia. Right? They voted against the Laken Riley Act. Everything that they've been doing on Capitol Hill is just absolute nonsense. And so they have nothing else to talk about. President Trump is doing a great job with immigration. He's, you know, whether you agree with the tariffs or not, he's at least trying something new, right? He's talking about waste, fraud, and abuse with DOGE, getting rid of as much as he can, possibly, right? And so there's a lot going on. And I will also say there were so many Democrats that were so afraid of all the nominations in Trump's cabinet. And look what's gone on so far. So far, a lot of his picks are doing a fantastic job. Now, some people might say, well, the Pete Hegseth thing with the former Congressman Mike Waltz, they might say, well, that was a big hiccup. And you know what? I can agree with you there, because you know I didn't like that either. I didn't like that either. You can't have this, you know, these conversations on the Signal app when we know that those apps get hacked all of the time. But at the same time, this cabinet thus far, when you're looking at Marco Rubio, Elon Musk, and, you know, whoever the counselors and the advisors are, Stephen Miller, they are doing a fantastic job. They really are. I've got Wayne in Ellicott City. Wayne, do you think we should bring Abrego Garcia back for reprocess?
No, I think he should leave the scumbag there. Because if he comes back and gets loose, first thing he's going to do is kill his wife.
Oh, you know, that's an interesting thought there, Wayne, because, you know, and even as our caller suggested, he might try to go underground to where that he's hiding out, and he could also hurt someone that way as well. I think, you know, you do run the risk of him being very dangerous and violent on the way back. I think that's a great point.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I believe. Leave him there. I mean, stop talking about it. Leave him there, and it'll go away.
Yeah. That's a good point. Thank you so much, Wayne. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. And you know what? That just reminded me. I did say I was going to stop talking about this, didn't I? I did say that, but I can't stop because every day it's the headline every single day. We talk about it all the time. I got Ed in Catonsville. Ed, what do you think we should do?
I think that Republicans are dumber than heck. We've got to learn from the Democrats. First off, the immigration court is not part of the court system. It is actually part of the Department of Justice. So the Department of Justice should set up some rules where we have, and we have them every day in courts in Maryland, we have Zoom hearings. We don't bring them back. We have a Zoom hearing. We have assigned immigration officers, and we also set up the rules of the court: 20 minutes to present your case, 20 minutes for the government to present their case, and then we pick what immigration judge, like the Democrats do, and we pick one that is very stern and will not permit people to violate the law. If we do it that way, he's had his due process, according to the Democrats, and we're done.
Yeah.
And we have no fear of escape taking him to the embassy. We have no fear of him beating someone or hurting someone else. and we're done.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we need to do.
Ed, I like your idea. I do. I love it. So have a Zoom trial. That's a great idea, Ed. Hopefully, you know what? Hopefully the administration is listening to the show today. That's what I hope. Ed, thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you. Yeah, that's one way to do it as well. And I think, you know what? That probably is the best way. I've got a text here from Anthony. He says, Kim, why do they have to bring him back to court? Why don't they just do a FaceTime? That way they don't have to pay for the air flight. That's the same as Ed just pointed out. See, you guys are really smart about this. You guys are really smart about this. Ron in Denver says, Kim, under normal circumstances, should Kilmer be sent back? We can no longer trust federal judges to do the right thing. That's another piece of this, Ron. A lot of people don't have faith in the system as it is because you do see a lot of judges that are going rogue just to stick it to President Trump and his administration. That's another good point there. I've got Butch and Glenn Birdie. Butch, how are you doing? What do you think we should do here?
I think he's where he belongs, honestly, but I think just to shut the Democrats up, we should bring him back, have the court date, time, everything set. He gets off the plane, goes right to the courthouse, get it over with, and send him right back again. I mean, I'm sorry, I just lost.
No, you're good. Yeah, you're good.
That way we don't have to pay for dressing him, feeding him, washing him up, doing a haircut, manicure, all that kind of stuff. And this will shut the Democrats up. Let's just do it right and get it over with and send him right back again. He has no chance of hurting his wife or family or anything else.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think at this point, we got to do something because I do believe the Democrats are not going to stop until something is done to where they feel satisfied.
Not.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see what else they come up with after that. They'll dream up something. I mean, it'll be the economy or the air quality or the water quality or something. But, we got to just get this out of the way because, like you say, it's on every headline every day. That's all they keep talking about.
Yeah. Yep. Because they've got the media in their favor. Butch, thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. And, you know, that is the case, is that they do have the DNC that has the mainstream media right in their pocket. I got a text here from Kevin. Kevin says, no, if the left and those of the liberal right insist on due process, give it to him. In this age of technology, let him have his day or days in court via video from El Salvador. Yeah, Kevin, I think a lot of people agree with you, and I'm glad you guys brought that up. I really am, because I think that's a great idea. I've got Alex in Baltimore. Alex, what do you think we should do with Garcia?
Well, nobody has mentioned it. There's no reason you shouldn't bring him back because it's going to set a bad precedent, because they're already arguing that everybody needs due process before they get deported. So if you bring him back, now they're going to say, well, you brought him back, everybody gets their day in court. And once they get their day in court, there's also the appeal process. So this could go on forever. So we deported him legally, and therefore there's no other hearing needed. And you do that, you set a very bad precedent.
Yeah.
And one other thing I'd like to say for a topic for you to go on next week, because it's going to come up. During this budget resolution, the voting, we have these rogue Republicans like Susan Collins of Maine and Murkowski of Alaska.
Yeah.
You simply need to talk to Maine, Collins in Maine, say, listen, you've got a really big shipbuilding operation there. You build really big ships, but I think we're going to build them in South Carolina now. And you go to Murkowski and say, you know, North Dakota and South Dakota are very good at getting oil over frozen land, so I think we'll do more of our oil shipping through them. That's what you do. That's how you get them to vote how you want them to.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's a great idea, Alex. And,
you know, can I just say this?
Yeah.
It reminds me of, it's a very quick thing. It reminds me of the story right towards the end of World War II. Harry Truman goes to the Speaker of the House and says, listen, I need you right away for us to build a nuclear research facility, and we need to have it done right away. And he goes, yes, sir, Mr. President. And this House Speaker was from Tennessee. He goes, yes, sir, Mr. President. And in what part of Tennessee are we building this research facility? And that is the Oak Ridge Nuclear Research Facility in Oak Ridge, Tennessee.
So that's
how this is politics the hard way. Collins, you have a great shipbuilding place, and Hegseth's got the go-ahead to build all these ships and icebreakers. But, you know, they got a great place in Norfolk, and they got a great place down in South Carolina.
Get
on board.
Yep, it's Politics 101. You're right, Alex. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Look, this is a big topic right now. If you aren't able to call in, you can always go to WCBM.com, take part in a poll brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Again, the question is, do you think Trump should bring Garcia back for reprocess? So far, 95% of you say no. 5% of you say yes. Russ in the text line says, do not bring him back. If he gets back here, the Dems will figure out a way to keep him here, or else he'll disappear into the underground of MS-13. A lot of people feel the same way. Russ, we'll be right back.
Attention retirement savers. J.P. Morgan predicts a 2025 recession as tariffs rattle markets. According to Forbes, 2025 recession risks just increased significantly. And Ray Dalio warns of a more serious global breakdown. That's why thousands of hardworking Americans are turning to the award-winning precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you could get unlimited bonus silver if you qualify. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to find out how you can help diversify your savings tax and penalty-free today. Help protect what you've worked so hard for before it's too late. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD. That's HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit JimBarbieAutomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The Sean Hannity Show.
We have to remember that Trump is the guy who ushered in the era of fake news.
They are the ones that peddled the phony news. The irony of all of it is none of these people have come to the realization yet that legacy media died. And it is dead, it is gone, it is buried.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
She traveled this road.
All right, we're talking about Borrego Garcia and the fact that there are a lot of Democrats that want him to come home for what they say is, quote unquote, due process. And that's the question this morning. And a lot of you weighed in. I appreciate you because many of you, I think all of you so far, have had great ideas about what we should do next. And that is the poll question of the day, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate at WCBM.com. And I got a text here. Marty says, Kim, don't forget Jennifer Vasquez, which is Borrego Garcia's wife. She already has a GoFundMe page that has collected over $269,000. I didn't know that. Is it really that high? $269,000 for an MS-13 gang member? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I got Joe in College Park. Joe, what say you?
I say we need to stop it and leave him there. The Democrats are never going to quit. This guy's already had two trials with deportation orders. They didn't quit then. They said, oh, no. He's scared that he's going to be attacked by a gang, failing to mention it's because he's a gang member of the rival gang. Anything we do to say bring him back or give him another chance is just going to extend it, and they're not going to quit. They're going to keep going after it, and they're not going to take the right answer.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that one, Joe. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you for a great show.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, you guys are making it a great show here. Everybody's weighing in. And, you know, this is what I love the most, the fact that you guys can call in. Let's see. I've got even in the text line here, Chris in Carroll County says, hey, Kim, Borrego Garcia should stay in El Salvador. This way the Democrats can keep fighting about it. The moderate Democrats will see how ridiculous their party is fighting for a criminal gang member. If they force us to bring him back, the Trump administration should publicize how much money has been spent on all the litigation, housing, transportation, ever since he has been in the U.S., then he should be deported again. Yeah, Chris, you know what? Make a good example out of the guy. Why not? I got Kevin in Millsboro, Delaware. Kevin, what should we do with Brego Garcia?
Oh, it's pretty obvious. Leave him there. But, Kim, I love you. And for I listen all your time, and you're always right, and I agree with you. But you can't give an inch to the Democrats ever. And if you play, if people are calling in and even suggested bring him back, go through the process, send him back, the Democrats will stop complaining. They'll just move on to something else. It's a waste of time. Trump does it right. He blasts them every time he gets a chance. And you can't give these guys an inch. It's their religion. They're nuts.
Yeah. You know what? That's how we got, I guess, to the point where we didn't know what a woman was, right?
Exactly.
We gave them an inch there. Thank you. I hope you have a great weekend.
Don't ever give an inch. Don't ever give an inch. Sam. I love your show. Thanks again.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, Kevin's right. I mean, they do. They take it and then they go wild with it. I don't know why they do that. Let's see. I got Doug on the Beltway. Doug, be careful. What do you think we should be doing with Brego Garcia?
We need to leave him there and really look at what the Democrats are trying to do. I don't think they give a rat's behind about Garcia at all. They're interested in legitimizing the process. They're interested in giving illegals constitutional rights. And if we bring him back, even if we have a trial, no matter how that trial turns out, they win.
Yeah.
He could be deported. He could be executed. It doesn't matter. They are going to win because now they have legitimized the process of giving illegals full constitutional rights.
Yeah. Yeah. Doug, I think a lot of people agree with you. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you. All right. Let's see. John in Baltimore. John, I got less than a minute. What do you think we should do with Brego Garcia?
Leave him there because I think gang initiation is to kill somebody anyway. And if that's how you get in a gang, that's what he deserves.
Yeah. You know what? That's
no, no, yeah. They're crazy. Yeah. Don't listen to the Democrats. They're nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. John, thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you. And look, you guys are all making great points here, and I didn't even think about that part as we were talking and discussing his ties to MS-13, because I guess that is the initiation, right, for MS-13? That's what we're told. All right, coming up next, we'll stay on this topic. I've got more text messages to read. If you want to weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And then we're also going to talk about juvenile crime because there were some teens that crashed a stolen car while evading police in Baltimore City just yesterday. All that and more coming up next.
Don't miss out on the Memorial Day sale at Rescue.